Okay, this will be the last lesson in our series, Commands to Obey. And so there's more commands that God expects us to obey. All right, there's over 1,000 commands, 1,050 commands in the New Testament for Christians to obey. Now, as you go through the pages of the New Testament, some of them are spoken several times. The same command is given. You know, in the gospel accounts, Jesus gives out commands, and sometimes it's recorded in four different accounts. So that will account for some of these things. And so we've been usually talking about different situations of what Christians should be and what we should be doing. And so this next set of commands we're going to have. And we realize that they cover every phase of man's life in his relationship to God and his fellow man, not only here, but also in the hereafter. There's an impact that we're going to face. And if we obey the commands, they will bring rich rewards here and forever. And of course, if we disobey the commands, they will bring condemnation and eternal punishment. That's why we need to learn the scriptures. We know that all scripture is inspired by God. And if you read just the chapter before that, study yourselves, study to show yourselves approved to God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, handling aright the word of God. That's 2 Timothy 2:15. All right, so we're going to look at these, and we're going to put them in alphabetical order. So you can follow along. If you have that big sheet that I gave you, it's the last few pages of that sheet is what we're going to go. So we're going to go through these pretty rapidly. If you don't have the sheet of the 1,050 commands, I've got copies up here. All right, we're to abhor what is evil, Romans 12:9. We're to abide in Christ, John 15:4. Abide with worthy ones, Matthew 10:11-13, and Mark 6:10, Luke 9, Luke 10:5-8. We're to accuse none falsely, Luke 3:14. We're to add to our Christian graces, 2 Peter 1:5-7. You got to admit your own unprofitableness, or in other words, display humility, Luke 17:10. We're to admonish one another, Colossians 3:16. We're to admonish the unruly, 2 Thessalonians 3:15. Allow no liberty to ensnare you to commit sin, 1 Corinthians 10:25-30. We could probably take that and kind of adjust the words around, but we're not supposed to allow our liberty become a cause of sin. We read that in Galatians 5:2. Now, allow no lust of evil in your body, 1 Thessalonians 4:5. And allow no cursing and blessing from the same mouth. I mean, that's true, James 3:10. Arm yourself with a mind to suffer for Christ, 1 Peter 4:1. We have to be ready. Jesus said it would happen if we try and live faithfully. We just have to be ready for that. And avenge not yourself, Romans 12:9. And awake from death to light, Ephesians 5:14. Another way of saying this is wake up and pay attention. We got to bear one another's burdens, Galatians 6:2. We have to behave like men, 1 Corinthians 16:13. When he says behave like men, behave like mature men. All right, bid no false teacher Godspeed. You know, 2 John 10:11. All right, bring proof of your repentance. Bring forth the fruits of your repentance. Matthew 3:8. Bring your children up in the Lord, the nurture and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4. And build up your faith, Jude 20. And call the poor to your feast, Luke 14:13. Children, obey your parents, Ephesians 6:1 and Colossians 3:20. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, James 4:8. Cleave to that which is good, Romans 12:9. And collect the just dues only, Luke 3:13. And come out from among them, those who are practicing evil. Don't participate in evil with them, 2 Corinthians 6:17. command and teach these things. 1 Timothy 4:11, 1 Timothy 6:2. Paul gave Timothy the instructions to teach the things which he had taught and do the things which he had done. And so there in 2 Timothy 2:2, he says, the things you've heard and seen in me, commit thou to faithful men who will teach others also. All right, so that's where it is. Commit the truth to faithful teachers. Confess your faults one to another. James 5 and verse 16. Count it joy when you are tempted. James 1 and verse 2. Of course, we don't think that way. As Christians, we don't think it's fun to be tempted. But we need to, if we are able to overcome the temptation, yes, consider it joy. All right, cut off offending members. Matthew 5, 29 and 30. Matthew 18, 8 and 9. Don't let your body drag you down to hell. That's what he's talking about. And defraud not. I mean, don't defraud anybody. Don't lie to them. Don't steal from them. Don't take from them. Mark 10, verse 19. And desire the spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 14, 1. But desire the gifts that will help you to edify others. That's the point of 1 Corinthians 14. Paul's telling these things and giving them instruction how to use these gifts properly. And so, yes, you can desire spiritual gifts, but really only for the purpose of helping people get to heaven. And then, of course, desire the milk of the Word, the pure milk of the Word, 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. Draw near to God, James 4, 8, and several other passages as well. And so eat your own bread in quietness, 2 Thessalonians 3 and 12. And earnestly contend for the faith, Jude 3. And edify yourselves with singing, Ephesians 5, 19. Edify one another, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. Enter the straight, the narrow gate, Matthew 7, 13 and Luke 13, 24. Examine yourself as to your faith, 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. We're to exercise in godliness, 1 Timothy 4, 7 through 8. We're to exhort one another daily, Hebrews 3, 13. We're to fear not, Luke 12, 32, and throughout the Bible, remember, there is a fear not 365 times in the Bible, one for every day of the year. 365 times God tells us to fear not. And we're to fight the good fight, 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12. And we're to follow peace and holiness, Hebrews 12 and verse 14. And we're to forbear one another, Colossians 3 and verse 13. And you might recognize a lot of these things have more than one verse that could address this. And so forbid not tongues, 1 Corinthians 14, 39. Once again, dealing with spiritual gifts. If someone has that gift, don't forbid it unless, if you read that passage, unless there's no one to interpret. So you need an interpreter there if you're going to do that. Otherwise, you're to remain silent. And then, so forget not to share, Hebrews 13, 16. Yes, we need to remember what we have, we could share for those who need it. And we're to forgive. A lot of passages here, Mark 11, 25 and 26, Luke 6, 37, Ephesians 4, 32, Colossians 3, 13, Matthew 18, 22. Yes, we are to forgive. All right, fret not in servitude. Or fear not in your servitude. We know that if we're going to be serving Christ the way we're supposed to, people are going to persecute us. They're going to make fun of us. They're going to call us names. So don't worry about your servitude to God. God will see it and he will recognize it and he will reward us for it. Gird up the loins of your mind, 1 Peter 1, 13. And give place to wrath. Don't let wrath get a hold of you. Romans 12, 19. And give your enemy a drink of water. Romans 12 and verse 20. And give no occasion to the adversary. 1 Timothy 5, 14. Similar to the passage in Ephesians says, don't give the devil an opportunity. All right. Glorify God in your body and spirit, 1 Corinthians 6, 20, and Romans 12, 1 and 2. And grieve not the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 4 and verse 30. Grow in grace and knowledge, 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. And grudge not against another, James 5 and 9. And harden not your hearts, Hebrews 3, 8 through 15. And really, that's also said there in Hebrews 2 and in Hebrews 4. Several times it said, harden not your hearts. Hate the flesh-spotted garments. And in other words, people living the worldly life, we need to hate those garments that they're in. We're supposed to have our robes washed with pure water. And so that's what we should be working towards. Have no respect of persons or show partiality or prejudice. 1 Timothy 5 and 21. And of course, other places as well. And have the same love, Ephesians 2 and verse 2, and quoted several other places. Have no fellowship with works of darkness, Ephesians 5, 11. Heal the sick as much as is possible, Matthew 10, 8, and Luke 10, 9. And since we may not be able to prescribe medicine, what do? We turn to God and ask God to heal the sick. And we also need to help propagate the truth. In other words, preach the word. As Christians, we have that duty and responsibility. That's not limited to the preacher only. A lot of people have gotten the idea, well, as long as the preacher preaches the word, we're okay as long as we support him. No. God wants everyone to be promoting the truth, promoting our church. We need to do that. So humble ourselves, James 4:10 and 1 Peter 5:6. Humble ourselves because God is opposed to the proud but gives grace to the humble. Husbands, love your wives, Ephesians 5:25 and 28, Colossians 3:19, 1 Peter 3:7. Husbands, be not bitter against your wives, Colossians 3:19. Judge not. Yeah, everybody's favorite passage, right? Matthew 7:1, Luke 6:37. And have faith before God for things not condemned in Scripture. Yes, whatever we do, if it's not of faith, it is sin. Romans 14:22 and 23. And know how to control your body. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 4. We've got to keep our body under subjection and know that. Paul talked about that in 1 Corinthians 9 and 27. So lay not up your treasures on earth, Matthew 6, 19. Lay up your treasure in heaven, Matthew 6, 20, Luke 12, 33 and 34. Then lay hold on to eternal life, 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12. In other words, you lay hold on it, you grab it and hold on to it. Lend, hoping for nothing back. When we do lend, I mean, that's just a principle he told us. And then lie not. Do not lie. In Colossians 3 and verse 9. Lift up hands that hang down. Edify each other. Lift each other up. Encourage one another. Hebrews 12 and 12. Look diligently not to fail of grace. Hebrews 12, 15. Be sure that no one falls short of the grace of God. That's what it's saying. So anybody that's in your little world, your world is where you dwell, where you exist, where you live. Make sure that if they're not going to heaven, it's not going to be because you didn't give them the opportunity. You didn't mention things to them. Look diligently lest any root of bitterness defile. Yes, we have to examine ourselves, remember? And we've got to look and make sure that we don't have any bitterness in our hearts. That's going to destroy a lot of people who normally go to church, but yet they have bitterness towards one person or another person or a group of people. Any bitterness at all is going to defile, and we've got to get rid of that. So we need to look diligently, lest any be a fornicator. We've got to pay attention to what we're doing and make sure we don't do these things. Look to yourselves not to lose reward. Yes, God puts it into our hands and he gives us the choice what we're going to do and how we do it. And so, yes, we have to look to ourselves to make the right choice. And look for mercy unto eternal life. That's what we're looking for. That's why we continue week in and week out serving God, because we're looking for that eternal life. And lust not after evil things, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 6. He goes on to explain the example of what they did in the Old Testament and how many of them died because of their lusting after evil things. And then, of course, make no provisions for lust, Romans 13, 14. Don't give it a chance. And sometimes you might think, well, I can watch porn and not get lustful. No, you can't. I mean, that's just the way it is. So just don't watch the porn. Don't watch those things. And if you know there's skin going to be shown in the movie, maybe you can choose not to watch that. Or go get your popcorn while they're doing that. I mean, what? So, but make no provisions for lust. It's going to be there. Make your paths straight. Hebrews 12, 13. Yes, we know what path we're supposed to follow, the path that God gave us. And Jesus said, get yourself on the straight and narrow path, not the broad path that leads to destruction. Sometimes we have to mark the troublemakers, Romans 16, 17, Philippians 3, 17. If people are going to be causing trouble, we've got to mark them and recognize them for who they are. Mark the unruly, 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 14. And marvel not if you are hated by the world. You know, 1 John 3:13. It's going to happen. Jesus said it's going to happen. The world hates you. The world hates you and you and you because you stand up for Christ. And the world hates you. Don't let that surprise you. See, masters, be good to servants, Ephesians 6, 9, Colossians 4, 1, and that also goes for employers or supervisors. Be good to your workers. Mind not the high things, Romans 12, verse 16. Minister as good stewards. Yes, we're all stewards. We just need to do so in a way that God considers it good, 1 Peter 4, 10. And mortify offending physical members, Colossians 3, 5, Romans 8, 12 through 13. If one of your body parts keeps getting you in trouble, Jesus said cut it off. I mean, it's better to enter heaven without a hand or a foot or an eye than to be entering hell with all that. Neither be of doubtful mind, Luke 12, 29. He who doubts, basically it's considered sin. All right, no man is to defraud his brother. Defraud not. I mean, so no man is to do this. And neglect not spiritual gifts, 1 Timothy 4:14 and 2 Timothy 1:6. Paul admonished him, don't neglect your spiritual gifts. You were given spiritual gifts for a purpose. Use those gifts. And so that's what, this was a command back applied in the first century. Now, we don't have spiritual gifts in the sense of performing miracles or the Holy Spirit directing us to speak a foreign language or something like that, but yet we do have gifts. We have the gift of gab. We have the gift of charity. We have the gift of encouragement. There's many gifts that we have which we need to employ, and so we don't need to neglect those. Obey your leaders, whether they're your government leaders, whether they're the city officials, whether in the church, if it's talking about the elders of the church. I mean, obey them. In other words, they have charge over you. Go ahead and submit. And of course, we know there's that one exception, so long as it does not violate God's commands. All right. Sometimes we need to offer the other cheek. People are going to mistreat us, and they may slap us. Well, you can try and reason with them, and they may slap you again, but anyway, that's what Jesus said. And so, 1 Timothy 5:22, ordain no one in a hurry. Don't rush to put somebody in a position that they don't want to be in or they're not qualified in. And yes, he's talking about the eldership. When they say, okay, we're going to appoint elders. whether they're qualified or not seems to be the way a lot of people do it these days, and it shouldn't be that way. It says, owe nothing but love. Romans 13:8. Watch your finances, but be sure and love everybody. Overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. And pass the time in fear. So 1 Peter 1:17. Now this is talking about the fear that we are supposed to have in reverence to God. Reverential fear. Pay your taxes. You know, some people, they refuse to pay taxes. That's not right. If there's taxes, we got to pay it. We might think they're unjust, so what do? Well, we have a voice. We're supposed to have a voice when we make our vote. And so, pay your taxes. And pay your just dues. Romans 13:7. Praise the Lord. That is what we should. Numerous passages there. And preach. Matthew 10:7-27. Mark 16:15. And 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Present your body to God. Romans 12:1. Provide things honestly. Romans 12:17. Provoke not your children to wrath. Ephesians 6:4. And Colossians 3:21. Purge out the old leaven or the evil influence. 1 Corinthians 5:7. And replace it with good. That's what we're supposed to do. Purify your hearts of doubt. James 4:8. And quench not the spirit. Basically, for us, how we need to interpret that, God gives us his word in the Bible. Don't just shut your Bible and cut out the Holy Spirit's message to you. So that's the idea of quench not the spirit. All right, receive or accept weak brethren. Romans 14:1. But at the same time, we need to teach them as well where they might be making an error in judgment or an error in doctrine. We definitely have to address that. And so we receive one another. In other words, give everybody the benefit of the doubt. You may have to keep an eye on some, but anyway, receive one another. And receive the word with meekness. James 1:21. Just like the Berean brethren, where Paul commended them, Acts 17:11, and they received the word with all readiness of mind. But then they searched the scriptures daily to see if the things were so. And so we should reckon yourself as dead to sin. If you put on Christ, this is what you get to realize. I'm not a sinner anymore. I don't need to continue in sin. That's what it means. And so don't be doing the sin anymore. And reckon yourself as alive to God. In the same passage. Recognize the truth. You have to know, recognize the truth. The only way you're going to recognize the truth is knowing what the truth is. And of course, you get that from the Bible, 1 Corinthians 10:15. And then, yes, we need to make the most use of our time, redeem the time, Ephesians 5:16 and Colossians 4:5. And reject heretics. Heretics are those who teach a doctrine other than the one that was given, who teaches a different doctrine. They become a heretic. And so we have to reject them. The only way we're going to reject a heretic is if we know what the doctrine says. Because we have to make the determination, are they teaching truth or are they teaching error? If they're not teaching truth, we treat them like a heretic and say, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Remind people of the seven things of Titus 3, verses 1 and 2. Yeah, there are seven things people need to be reminded of. And render no evil for evil. 1 Peter 3:9 and Romans 12:17. And yes, we have the command to repent. Numerous passages here about repentance. And we need to resist the devil. James 4:7 and 1 Peter 5:9. We have to be paying attention to what he's doing so we can resist him. If we're not paying attention, we just kind of get in line with him. Restore the backslider in meekness, considering your own life. Galatians 6:1. Have to be careful not to let the liberty of ours become a stumbling block. And so we help others get out of their sin, but don't get trapped in the sin we're trying to help them get out of. And so we need to run to obtain the crown. 1 Corinthians 9:24. And we need to salute your leaders, give honor to the leaders as is necessary, Hebrews 13:24, and sanctify God in your heart, 1 Peter 3:15. We're to save some with fear, Jude 23. Save some, snatching them out of the fire. In other words, there's some people who are on the wrong pathway, and so if we reach out and get them back on the right pathway, that's what we're going to do. That's how we save them. We need to search the scriptures. John 5:39. Jesus talked to Sadducees about this. You search the scriptures, seeking the manner of times when the scriptures testify of me. And they didn't recognize it. Okay, seek not eats and drinks. In other words, don't just fill your belly, because Jesus was feeding the people. He fed the 4,000. He fed the 5,000. And then he challenged them, okay, why are you following me? Is it because I'm giving you the message of God, or because you're getting your belly full? And we know that's what it is for a lot of people in this world. If they can get something out of it, like their belly full, then they'll just go along just to go along and get fed. Sell to help the needy, if necessary. Luke 12:33. Serve the Lord. Yes, Romans 12:1. Servants, obey your masters. Ephesians 6:5-8. And Colossians 3:22-25. 1 Peter 2:18. And set the least to judge. When you're making judgments, be considerate when you're making judgment. But make sure you make the right judgment. See, set your affections above, Colossians 3 and verse 2. Show yourself a pattern of good works, Titus 2 and verse 7. Show yourself as an example of good works. Show yourself to the rest of the world that you are a believer and that Jesus Christ is your Lord. That's all we're supposed to do. Show four things, Titus 2, 7 through 8. That we're supposed to do. And sin not. I mean, that's a very simple passage. 1 Corinthians 15:34, 1 John 2 and verse 1. That's the command, is to sin not. All right. Sing with grace in your heart. Colossians 3:16. And then the shun the vain babblings. Some people just want to talk about things that really have nothing to do with salvation. And it's just a waste of time in a lot of cases. But sometimes, yeah, we want to give them the opportunity to say what they want to say, but then we need to be ready to correct their thinking if necessary. And just don't let them just keep going on and on. We hear people do that all the time. And speak and do things in view of the judgment day. There is a judgment day coming. We sing about it. There's a great day coming. And we'll stand before God and give an account of our lives. James 2:12. Speak the truth, every one of you, with your neighbor. Speak and do not lie. Ephesians 4:25. Speak sound doctrine. Titus 2 and verse 1. And speak no evil of your brethren. Yeah, when he tells us to speak, sometimes he tells us what to speak and tells us what not to speak. Don't speak evil of your brethren. Now, maybe you don't like the way they wear their hair. Maybe you don't like the color of their skin. Maybe you don't like this or that about some of your brethren. They are your brethren. You're not to be saying anything evil about them. Strengthen your feeble knees. Hebrews 12 and verse 12. Where does that strength come from? It comes from God. So strive together for the gospel faith. Philemon verse 27. And then study. Be diligent to show yourself approved, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. And support the weak. Help others, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 14. And see that no one renders evil for evil. Next verse, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 15. And then swear not, James 5:12, Matthew 5:33 to 36. Let your yes be yes and your no, no. Avoid swearing an oath. Avoid swearing a promise. Because you don't know what the situation may be, and you may fail in that. If you fail to keep a promise, God's going to hold you accountable for that. So don't make promises unless you can be assured that you can follow through with those promises. Tarry one for another in dealing with the Lord's Supper. This was what they needed to do, and so that's what they did. Teach one another, Colossians 3:16, through the various methods, whether it's through preaching or by song. We learn a lot of great things from our songs that we should teach one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We should teach no other doctrine than the truth. 1 Timothy 1:3. Teach the truth. Don't need to teach anything else. Tell your brother his fault alone first. In other words, if you see your brother doing sin, you confront them. If he won't listen to you, you take a witness or two. If he won't listen to them, then bring it before the church. Trust God for your needs as you work. Matthew 10:9, Luke 9:3, Luke 10:4. Trusting God for your needs. And once again, Matthew chapter 6, verses 29 through 34. Understand the will of God. Ephesians 5:17. Do not be foolish, but understand the will of God. The only way to understand the will of God is to read it, to learn it, and to understand it. If you have questions, something doesn't make sense, then you ask for help. You seek other sources to help you understand these things. And use not your liberty as an occasion to sin. Galatians 5:13, 1 Peter 1:16. And warn the unruly. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 14. And watch and pray. A lot of verses there. And we're supposed to watch and pray. Watch for the Lord coming back again, praying the whole time that we are watching. Weep with others, Romans 12:15. And laugh with others, Romans 12:15. Withdraw from the disorderly brethren, 2 Thessalonians 3:6 and verse 14. Withdraw from evil people. In other words, don't associate with them. That's what it means to withdraw from. You don't associate with them. And if they're teaching error or doing something that's wrong according to God's word, they've got to be cast out. They need to be taught first and prayed about. But if they won't change their ways, we won't allow them here. So withdraw from evil people. Work with your own hands. That's what we're supposed to do. He'll go on to say in the same passage there that the one who will not work, neither should they eat. Now you say, okay, that might be cruel. Well, that's the way God designed it. We're supposed to work with our hands. Work or do not eat. Like I said, 2 Thessalonians 3:10-11. And work out your own salvation. Philippians 2 and verse 12. God puts it there in front of us. We have it in the Word of God what we need to do to be saved. We just need to put that into action. So that's how we work out our salvation, putting His words into action in our lives. And then yield not your members to sin. In other words, avoid the sin. Romans 6:13. And yield yourself to God. Romans 6 and verse 13. We're supposed to give preference to God, and it's not my will, but thy will be done. That's what it means to yield to God. Not my will, but His will. And then yield your members to righteousness. We need to be concentrating on making sure everything we do, God considers righteous. And there's a lot there we need to consider and pay attention to. So with this lesson, we've covered over, along with the others, over 1,000 commands of the New Testament. And so, do you remember them all? No. You don't remember them all. I don't remember them all. So that's why we need to continue studying, and why it's so important to learn these things. Because we're taught that obedience to God is the only way we're going to get to heaven. And since He's given us so many commands, we better get busy learning what those commands are so that we can obey those commands. Because in the end, if we haven't, we will be without excuse. We either did the commands or we didn't. And it's time to get busy. So consider those thoughts. There's a lot there. And hopefully you'll take these guidelines, look at them all, examine them all, and see in what way they're used. You'll go read the scriptures and see what all is there. And some passages of scripture might have six or seven things that we're either supposed to do or not do. And so we need to learn what all of those things are. So consider those thoughts. We're going to sing the invitation. If anyone needs to respond in whatever way, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.